Good evening. This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Jeff. This net is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomalash Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Boomal on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net, and all interested parties welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? The Boomal Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 21st at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Scott Street in Boomal, New York. Everyone is welcome to attend. An amateur radio license is not required to become a member. If you're interested in becoming a net controller, please contact a club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still has not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in? Are there any Echo Link stations wishing to check in? This is KD2AIT, Net Control for the Black River Valley Service Net. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
Entropy FM, good evening, Jim.
N5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
WA2U, good evening.
N2OIQ.
All right, great. We'll start at the top with N2PFM. George, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, everybody else there on the net. We got 8 below zero right now. Temperature range today was 12 below to 9 above. And the van didn't start good this morning. So I think it's back to being as reliable as it was before all the trouble started. So I'm cautiously optimistic it's all right. If really can hold up all right, the end of this week, I'll be taking back that $200 fuel pump. And that money will go for the pay of the mechanic for some of the balance of what I owe for the repairs. I caught the white piece of junk. I think is a good name for it. And that cost about $1,200 over the last 3 months. So needless to say, I'm not a happy camper. So I'm going to stay nice and warm tonight. The wood stove chugging away and the gas heater also on for some backup in case I fall asleep too long. With that, we'll say God bless in 73s and 2 PFM clear.
All right, well, stay warm up there and know how that goes for the wood stove. Got to keep it stoked up. We have minus 4 here, right where I am in Boomville. So, all right, well, have a good one there, George. We'll catch up with you later. N5AOW, Bill, what's going on tonight?
Hi, Jeff. Good evening, N5AOW. And we've got minus 8 here. 2 this morning. Pretty chilly, and I guess it's going to be down to somewhere in the, I don't know, teens? 18, 17 below tonight, I don't know. We'll find out if we'll know later on or know by morning. Well, it's another day, I'll tell you what, I stayed inside and I kept warm. I had enough to do, little projects and little R&R here and there, and I was fine with that. So that's all I've got to report this evening, Jeff. Hope you stayed warm during the day. So I'll return it back to you, N5AOW, 73 to all.
All right, Bill. Yeah, I see you're having some mic issues there again right there in the beginning. I know you were having a problem with it before, but we heard all your transmission. Just for a second there, you cut out a little bit, and then you were back. So, all right, well, stay warm up there tonight, and we'll catch up with you. Let's see, WA2U. John, good evening. What's up?
Well, good evening, Jeff, WA2U, and good evening to everyone else on frequency about 7-8 degrees below zero here. Change the batteries, and I'm not really sure this is reading correctly, but we'll test them and find out what's going on. Didn't really do a whole lot today. Ordered a few things, checked on a few orders. Things are supposed to be delivered, weren't. They said there was a storm, and I don't know, they sent an email to us through UPS. There was a storm in Rome, and I go, uh-huh. I had an email earlier that said the package was on the truck, but at 4:30 this afternoon they pulled the package. So I think it was more of a snow job than anything else. But anyways, hopefully we'll get it tomorrow. wouldn't care except we paid extra for expedited service to have things delivered. Well, that was about I had a good weekend, listened to a lot of music Saturday and Sunday, and enjoyed things. So tomorrow looks like it's going to be a day to run a number of errands. So the weather should be fine for that, running to Remsen and Utica and other places. So, Jeff, we'll turn it back over to you, and we're going to listen to the news about Mardi Gras. I guess you got, as I say, you got out of town at the right time, because it sounds like there was some unsavory characters, some activity going on. So, turn it back over to you, and good evening to all. WA to you.
All right, John. Yeah, there's a, well, you got to realize there's a quite a lot of people that come in there this time of year. So, in the grand scheme of things, it's actually the amount of issues they have are relatively about the same as any city would have. It just gets a little more pressed down there. And when I read about that stuff too, and it actually happened pretty much outside of the French Quarter, and the further there was at the, they call the CBD there, the business district. But anyway, that's what that's going to happen. You're going to get all these people together, and you know, somebody's going to end up taking something the wrong way somewhere along the line. But all right, well, good luck with the deliveries. You know, right this time of year, it's hit or miss. You know, a little bit too much cold, a little bit too much snow, and all of a sudden they can't get to you. All right, well, take care, John. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT. We'll move on to N2OIQ. Dan, good evening. What's up?
Hey, good evening, Jeff. And I'm out on the net this evening. N2OIQ here. We ain't doing too much at the present time. Just watching a little TV. And today, what I do today? Oh, not a whole lot. I just went to town once in Wildville. And then come home and didn't do a whole lot. Had a busy weekend. Saturday night we had a dance down the fire hall in Glenfield, and Sunday morning we had a chicken barbecue the fire department did up in Brangham. So, both turned out not bad. And yesterday morning they put the chicken on the grill about 9 o'clock. I think it was 10 below zero, and it didn't get too warm. We got 0.5 above, that was probably pushing that. But anyways, but the wind, they put up a tarp behind, so the wind wasn't blowing on the chicken and stuff to keep it cold, so we couldn't cook it. So the fire was good and hot, but sometimes when you take really cold weather, it don't cook as fast. Anyways, we all went really well, considering all. So, anyways, was all cleaned up and out of there by 12:30, 12:45, I guess it was. Then Saturday night, we had to dance at a fire hall with Wagoneers and Chuck Primo. That was a really good band, really good band. If everybody has a chance to hear them, you wanna. One of the singers in that. He looks just like Charlie Pride, and when he sings, he sounds just like him. So, and the other people in that band are really good. But anyway, well, tomorrow is Tuesday, and it's gonna be cold. We're not gonna drop this. Right now, I got 14 below here. Had an overnight low last night. This morning, I had 17 below, and a high of 7 today. So that's what that is. And there's a little breeze out tonight, 4 or 5 miles an hour, with a wind chill of minus 25. So that'd be good night to be out there. But some people have to be out there. But I guess they try to stay warm, and hopefully your vehicles don't quit and freeze up and whatever. So I don't know. So that's it from here. Jeff, have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. And to all, I kill clear.
All right, Dan. Grilling in the in this kind of weather can't be much fun at all, unless you're actually sitting on the grill, because it's just a little too cold for me. I have every once in a while we'll fire up the gas grill here in the winter time, but it's nothing like when you're out there cooking chicken on the coals out there in those big barrels. It takes a long time. You're gonna be standing out there getting pretty cold. All right, well, you have a good one there, Dan. We'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins.
KC2YXN.
KA2ZNZ.
All right, there's two more. We'll go with KC2YXN. Kathy, good evening. What's going on?
KC2YXN here. Well, good to hear everybody on this evening. And thanks, Jeff, for doing the nap. Oh, not too much. Just trying to stay warm. Got a big pile of wood, so we're all set with that. And got my chores done. So I'm happy about that. And tomorrow we're going to go help the economy. So, but just going to say 73 to everybody who's on the net. And have a great evening. KC2YXN out.
All right, Kathy, well, have fun there tomorrow, and everybody likes to do that. So, all right, thanks for checking in. We'll catch up with you later. K2ZNZ, Jack, good evening. What's up?
Yeah, good evening, Jeff, everybody on board. Sounds like a good turnout there tonight. And, yeah, we ended up at 17 below. It was the official at Hancock Field this morning. We had 13 here, but I suspect my system was just being nice. Anyways, it's about 2 degrees right now, and we got up, but we stayed in the single digits all day. And daughter stopped by this afternoon, because she had a day off today, so she was one of the lucky ones that have the holidays like that. Other than that, things are pretty quiet. 73's all on. KA to the end of.
All right. Well, thanks for checking in there, Jack. Stay warm, and we'll catch up with you later. This is KD2AIT looking for check-ins. Well, for myself, not much really here to report. I had to work all day, and that's that. Just got to work here tonight, and it's a good time of year to be doing that. All right, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins at this time? All right, hearing none, I'm now closed by Grove Valley Service Net. Return the frequency program which you use. I'd like to thank George, Bill, John, Dan, Kathy, and Jack for checking in tonight. Say 73, is anyone listening in? This is KD2AIT, clear.
KC2 NBU monitoring.